the theme to our segment, Racetracks Everywhere, and we love chatting to race clubs across the nation about their race meetings, their race clubs, and their location. We've got a beauty to chat about now. It was held the other week at Adelaide River, Northern Territory, about 100 k's or so from Darwin, and it was on the TV coverage, so it looked to be a pretty big day for all of those gathered. To tell us about it, Jackie Rickson, the club president, takes our call. How are you, Jackie?
I'm good, thanks, Andrew.
So on the map I'm looking at, about 100 k's in Northern Territory, that'd be a suburb of Darwin almost, wouldn't it?
It just about would be, yeah. It's not that far out of Darwin.
So just tell us a bit about your location, the township and your race club, because I don't think you raced last year, but you're back with a terrific meeting the other day. So a little bit of the history about your race club.
Well, we've been going for a fair few years. I think we're coming up to nearly 60 years. I'm not quite sure. But last year we couldn't do much because of COVID, so it was a very sad year for our club, because that's one of our biggest fundraisers for the year to keep our club going. But we're a small committee. There's about 6 to 8 of us that run it. It's a lot of work getting it prepared and a lot of volunteers that make the day happen.
And the people that come to your meeting, it is a tab meeting, of course, so it is a big meeting in terms of betting. So are you just an extension of those that would race horses at Darwin and so on, or a different class of horse?
We're pretty well involved. TR&T help us a lot getting everything done down here. We do most of the maintenance and grounds work, but they come and help us and advise us where we got to do stuff and that. Andrew O'Toole from Territory NT Racing, good with us. Dave Hessler, he's another one that comes down, he walks the track and goes, we're the only grass track in the Territory too.
Oh, really? That's interesting. Yes. So you have the, can you tell us why that is, the ability to maintain a grass track even if you just race once a year?
I wouldn't know why we've ever gone that way. I've been involved for the last 10 years, but we are the only grass track and we put a hell of a lot of effort into keeping it going, and it's actually on a floodplain country. So when the wet's over, we got to get on and mow and maintenance, and then we water it, we fertilise it. We do a lot of work goes into that race meeting.
So during the wet season, does that track become 6 foot high just because humidity and rain and so on, or is it...
It just depends what sort of wet we have. If we have a really full-blown wet, it's a bit hard to maintain. But as soon as the wet eases off, we get our mowers out there and we're mowing and keeping it under control, fertilising, we aerate it, where we do a lot of maintenance with it, and then when it gets too dry, we put the sprinklers out.
Well, I do recall having a look at the coverage and saying, yeah, it was a pretty impressive track, but now that you say it, the only turf track in all of the Northern Territory, that's a fantastic applaudit to your hard-working team. So we know that the Darwin Carnival is still a month or so away. Are the horses that race at your meeting a stepping stone to later in the year for the bigger events, or...?
Pretty sure most of them would be stepping stones, because they all got to race before the big ones that start the Darwin Carnival. I just don't get too involved with the Darwin Carnival. I just concentrate on Adelaide River Show Society side.
We're chatting to Jackie Rickson, the Adelaide River Race Club. They race once a year, couldn't race last year. So people are starting to be allowed to travel more so, a little bit harder for people in this part of the country, as you would know, but... The difference to an Adelaide River race meeting this year, you didn't race last year, but going back a couple of years ago, I guess there's not as many travellers or backpackers or grey nomads, or are there? Did it have a reasonable feel, or was it still slightly different to the versions you've had many years before?
Oh, we had a pretty good feel this year, I feel, and the people that came, I reckon we had a bit more turn up because not much has been happening. A lot of grey nomads are on the road and travelling, because we do have a caravan park as well in our on our show society. So we had a hell of a lot of campers coming.
And what was the weather like? What is it, a perfect time of the year as we're early winter now? Is it just ideal?
Yeah, it was ideal weather. Mind you, 2 days before we had a bit of rain up the road near Lake Bennett, which would have been 60 k's away from us. But yeah, We were just hoping it wouldn't come down hard, and it didn't. But, yeah, lovely weather.
Yeah, I was looking at the Facebook and articles about how special the location is. I'm not sure if it's an old photo from years gone by, but looks as though you have blokes running down the main straight on sticks wearing not too much at all. Is that a regular occurrence? Or
It's not a regular occurrence. That was a couple of years ago. There was a bit of a race down the main track. I think it's one race meeting ended up cancelled, so they ran some blokes down the racetrack instead.
Right, okay. So what is in Adelaide River itself? Do most people bus in and drive in, designated drivers and so on from Darwin, or is there much in Adelaide River itself?
Oh, it's a small town. We've got a post office store, two service stations. One's the BP Autoport, and the next one is the Adelaide River Inn, which has the Adelaide River Inn pub behind it, and they have accommodation, everything. And then you got us down Dorrit Road, which is the Adelaide River Show Society. And, yeah, a lot of people travel down and camp. Like, we had over 300 and something people book in to camp around our grounds. And then we started putting people at the end of the day after the last race at 5:30 out into the centre. So, yeah, it's a good weekend, and they all like to come and party Saturday night. We had Dr. Elephant playing, so everyone had a pretty good time.
And you mentioned it's at the showground area. When is the Adelaide River show? Was that cancelled last year? When is that? Was that coincide, or when do you have your big show?
Well, our show is this weekend, and it's going to be a rather small one this year, but we didn't have one last year. We just had camp draft. This year we're having a small show. We've got a few food stalls and a couple of pavilion shows for the kids. Prizes and that, and we've got the camp draft and polar costa coming this year.
Oh, terrific.
So we've got to build our way back up again.
And you are in the Northern Territory, but of course the name is Adelaide River, so that confuses some maybe that have never been to that part of the country. Is there much water in the Adelaide River? Is it depend on how much rain you've had, or is part of the year it's almost dry? What's the Adelaide Creek like?
The Adelaide River keeps running most of the year. It very rarely dries up, doesn't stop running. Our Adelaide River runs all the way out to the Arnhem Highway, out to the sea. So, yeah, we always got water. It does get a bit low, but the water still runs.
And you wouldn't suggest people swim in it? Would it have a few of those large, long things?
I was going to say,
hopefully a race goer or two wouldn't have got a bit tipsy and went for a swim. That might be a bit silly. They're nowhere near. You don't get any crocs venturing onto the racetrack, do you? There's a question from someone from suburban Melbourne asking that.
The river's a good distance from the racetrack, and that's they're pretty safe when they camp. But yeah, we do have the odd crocodile in the river and have seen them.
Well, there you go, the odd crocodile. We have them here. No, we don't. Probably nowhere near. It'd be too cold for them this time of the year. Just tell me. So we're still a month or two away from the Darwin Carnival. Are there any similar type race meetings now where some of the horses and riders and people go to from Adelaide River, or is there a break, or is your meeting a very unique one on its own in the calendar there?
Ours is, they have one down at Tennant Creek and Alice Springs that I know of, and I think they go either before us or after us. Like I say, I'm sort of tied up just with the Adelaide Riverside, so I don't keep up with all that. And then most of it's in Darwin. They race most weekends.
Right.
We're just a weekend where they come down here and race with us and go home.
So Adelaide River to Darwin, is it just the one main highway in, is it? Or
yep.
Right.
Just the one highway.
And I should ask you simply because, you know, people hear of things they've never heard from in years, and the Howard Springs quarantine area where people, you know, go to when they fly into the country. Is that on the way back in from your location to Darwin? And where's that?
Yeah, that's probably about roughly 20 k's out of Darwin.
Right.
So, yeah, it's one of the smaller, closer suburbs out. So Palmerston, then you've got Howard Springs.
Jackie Rickson taking our call from Adelaide River Race Club, about 100 k's from Darwin. They had their once-a-year race meeting the other weekend, a terrific success. They're the only turf club in Northern Territory. Think about that. You watch the Darwin Carnival and their special dark clay dirt track, but they have a turf track at Adelaide River that they proudly race on once a year. So, Jackie, tell me, Well, we've had a lot of things going on in this part of the country in the last year, and they continue to be a bit of a challenge. How often do you leave the territory? Have you lived there all your life? Just give us an insight to those city slickers back here in Melbourne. You know, how long have you been in Adelaide River?
We've lived in Adelaide River for about 30 years now. My husband originally comes from this area, and I was born, and we're both born and bred Territorians. So, yeah, 30 right. years in Adelaide River.
What are most people that do at Adelaide River? Is it off the land or...?
Yeah, live off the land. We have an earth-moving business, me and my other half. Our relations across the road, they have a business with trucks and that, and bull catching and buffalo catching.
Right.
And then, yeah, you have your local stores. We got hay farmers and just normal general farmers, and a lot of old people retire to Adelaide River too.
Do grey nomads make it a journey? Did you notice with a lot of borders closed, especially late last year, was it a lot quieter, really quieter? And I guess you never saw much of a... Well, I guess there were a lot that were interstate anyway before things closed, but you might not have met a lot of Victorians in the last year or two.
No, it's been very quiet last year. There was our caravan park was right down with numbers, but this year there's plenty of vans in every night. Yeah, there's a big difference this year, and there's a lot of people travelling. I suppose it's a lot more safer up here. I'm not really sure, eh? But we haven't had that many COVID. I don't think we've only had a couple of cases up spotted or something. So
if we can get up there eventually and people are travelling and they think of things like Darwin and they think of, you know, the Kakadu and they think of all of the places up there, they should remember, of course, that Adelaide River might be a place to stop or maybe even time it when you have a race meeting.
Yep. It's always around the end of May or beginning of June each year. And the following weekend, we try to have our small Adelaide River show, like I said, which we got to build on again. In our local hotel, we have Charlie the Buffalo from out of Crocodile Dundee movie. He's standing up on the bar. And we got a lovely war cemetery.
Okay.
Memorial Drive. So it is a nice little town.
Fantastic. Look, we can certainly sense the passion in your voice about your love of your race club. Well done. We've learned a bit about your location, your race club, and great to see it was a successful meeting recently. And, hey, thanks for taking the call, Jackie. All the best.
No worries. Thank you for giving us a call.
Yeah. Jackie Rickson, Adelaide River, about 100 k's from Darwin, but a turf track, the only turf track in the Northern Territory. They didn't race last year, but they finally had a race meeting again. Great success. Gee, it's terrific. You might be in a studio in Melbourne, but to travel the countryside and chat to people like that, really enjoyable. All the best to Adelaide River and the NT.